The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Okay, I've come down to the King's Dock, well, just opposite the King's Dock, King's Park. And if you've been down to this neck of town in the last few days, you might have seen a rather large mobile. It's a living quarters, and it's also something that's dedicated to Jurgen Klopp. A Kloppmobile, if you like. Let's talk to the man who's spending most of his life in it at the moment and travelling round. It's Andreas. Hello, Andreas.
Hello.
Give us the background to this. Actually, is it a truck? How do you describe it?
It's a former army truck, and it was built to expedition mobile, meaning you can live in it for all over the year. We have about 700 litres of water, 700 litres of diesel. We are solar powered, and the cooking is made by gas.
Okay, it's unmissable. If it passes you, it's white, but on the outside of it is all sorts of elements which reflect on Germany and also reflect on football. It says life's like a football game. It's got a big Mainz, FSV Mainz 05 flag on the front of it. So the initial conception of this was when Jürgen was the Mainz manager.
This is right. Jürgen is the godfather of this car, and we made a little celebration it's been 2002, so 15 years ago, and we had a bottle of champagne, and we did this in front of our stadium. And since that time, we are traveling around with the Kloppmobile.
So Jürgen was still playing football back then?
No, Jürgen stopped his career as a defender, and he just became trainer, and this was at that time, yeah.
Right, so why did you decide at that point to make a Kloppmobile?
We know Jürgen from his active time as a player. He visited us at home. We were discussing with him. In this time, he wasn't as famous as he is now. And he said, I can do this manager job as well as the others, I think even better. And he was suspended as a player. And soon after, he became the manager. And so his career started. And it's a real steep career, I think.
So it didn't surprise you. You said he was the godfather of the truck. You mean by smashing the bottle of wine or bottle of champagne?
Yes. And the rest we were drinking inside the car.
So he's been inside this car, right?
Yes,
so you've given him a ride around it.
Yeah, he was inside the car, certainly. He was even at home, sitting with us and discussing in the winter garden with our fan club. In former times, it wasn't that difficult to get in contact with Jürgen, because Mainz was still a small team and a small club, and nobody could expect him to make a world career like the way he did.
So look at him now. Right, let's just talk about your truck before, Jürgen. So on the side of the truck, you've got this is scenery, or the skyline of Mainz, I presume.
Yeah, this is the scenery of Mainz. You can see the big cathedral, the Dome of Mainz, which is more than 1,000 years old, and the Christus Church. And we have a map of it. And in the middle, you can see Mainz. This is where the rivers Rhine and Main meet. And there are some stickers of all the clubs we played. Painted on this map. And as you can see here, we have been to a training camp down in the south of Spain. It was in the year 2004. You can see Jürgen on the left-hand side. And 4 months later, we came up from the second to the first division, and we made this team picture with him. And you can see this map is not as full with stickers as it's now.
Ah, yeah, I can see a younger-looking Jürgen without the grey hair. He's got grey, he's gone grey now, hasn't he? Right next to your truck, right next to the back of your truck, and underneath you've stuck a City of Liverpool Anfield Road sticker.
Yeah, certainly we made the guided tour at Anfield Road. We visited the Stoke match, and certainly we've been to the fan shop to buy some souvenirs and utensils and even stickers.
Right, do you know of another player that's got a truck dedicated to him?
One more time.
Do you know of another player or who has a truck like this dedicated to him? It's not a commonplace thing, is it, Andreas?
Yeah, we know some other players from Liverpool.
Really?
Certainly. Yeah, Karius, he played in Mainz.
He's got a truck.
No, he's not on the track. None of them.
No, he's got a truck.
No, I don't understand you.
I was going to say, no, I don't know any other player that has a truck dedicated to him.
You mean some of them inside before?
No, I mean you've dedicated a truck to Jürgen Klopp, haven't you?
Yeah.
But other players don't have this honour.
No, certainly not. Jürgen is one of a million. You can't compare him with any of these players. Players change. In former time, he has a certain, I don't know how to describe, he has a mood he can do on people and interest and reflect people. I don't know how to say in English. Yes, and this is why we soon had the idea that he's a very special one.
He's your number one football hero, is he?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, in any case, he is.
Okay, what's
not as a player, but as a human being, as a man, as the way he is. Yeah, he is. And certainly he is. Yeah.
As a man. Is there something different on the other side of the truck? Have we got a different bit of scenery as we walk around this giant, as I say, army-esque truck? Ah, the back. We're on the back, and Andreas wants to describe.
Here we have Jürgen, like Uncle Sam. I want you for army, but here he says I want you for soccer. And in Mainz, in his younger times, he was called the Harry Potter of football because we were quite successful with him, with a very low team, not the best players. And here he is, and you can see him as Harry Potter with Mainz 05, Dortmund, and since yesterday even with the sticker from Liverpool on his chest and on his heart, because we see whenever a Liverpool makes a goal, he pulls his chest and, Liverpool, that's mine. And we believe it.
And what Andreas is describing there is that almost the old poster that you saw in America, we want you to join up for our soldiers, and it's got Jürgen there with a hat on.
Yeah.
But also it says Kloppo. At the top here.
Yeah, this is Kloppo Mobile. It's written big, and you see the three red points. That means 3 points every match. That's quite easy.
For certain, for certain, right, onto...
You see the Stones tongue also?
Ah, Rolling Stones and a Mainz.
Stones with Mainz, just a funny thing to... If we are driving on the highway, the people like it and it's funny for them.
Okay, plenty more stickers on this other side, including a little bit more of a homage to Jürgen with his picture next to the truck once more. Pick out some of these faces you've got on this side of the truck.
Yeah, this is the international side, and I declared some famous people I like or people impressed me to be Mainz 05 fans, as there are Mahatma Gandhi, Genghis Khan, Lenin, Gorbachev, and, for example, Frank Zappa. But you also can see Barack Obama, Che Guevara, and, the famous Nelson Mandela, who died, which is a pity. And there is one thought behind all this. There is one language which is spoken all over the world, and this is football. And you can see we want to unite the religions. There is Buddhism with this Buddha. There is Hinduism, and there are all the Muslims with this Moshe. And wherever you come and we appear with our truck, we are welcome, and we are welcome as a guest, and everybody speaks with us about this. There is no problem with people in Iran, with military people or something. Everybody is informed what's going on, and this is the language which is spoken all over the world.
Now, you travel a lot. Clearly, you do. You've been thousands of miles in this truck, but is it special to come to Liverpool, Jürgen's new home?
Yes, certainly it's special, because Anfield Road, that's a kind of big mythos, even for football fans in Germany, to get there one more time. And now we've seen the new stadium just ready with the new building since August, as we heard. And and the atmosphere, this Never Walk Alone, this is our song in Mainz also. We sing it just as well. Please don't let me sing it. But we do it in company before every match, and we raise our scarves. And it's great to come here. I just only had one mistake. My camera was full when Never Walk Alone started at the Stoke match, so I'm pretty sad about this, and I fear I must return to record it one more time completely.
Andreas, that's a schoolboy error. Does Jürgen know you're here? Does he want to come inside his truck again?
Jürgen knows we are here. We contacted him by email, but matter of fact, he is very busy, so we couldn't meet him personal. And this is one more reason, if Mac McCann can organize us tickets for the next season or for your first championship, we would like to return. Above all, because the English people are very friendly to us, and everybody is speaking to us. And if they see the car, we've been to Anfield Road before the Stoke match, and they were wiping at us and great and fingers up and all that, you know.
Maybe you should just leave this truck on Jürgen's drive at home. Give it to him for a present.
You must like it to live for a while in this car. I think his home is much more comfortable than this one. But he knows who we are, and he said, I'm glad that you are here. And hopefully we will meet him next time, or maybe visit a training or something.
It's a great homage to Jürgen Klopp. Thanks for showing me around your truck. Kloppomobile.
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 A few miles on the clock, how many?
185,000.
Okay, plenty more to go, just like the manager.
Four times around the world, yeah.
Wonderful stuff. Andreas, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.